A young Southern racist is under lock and key in South Carolina, but nothing will bring back the 9 African Americans he killed after praying with them yesterday. The shooting at a historic African American church in Charleston has caused hand-wringing from politicians and defensiveness from the gun lobby. The US presidential contender Hillary Clinton says the nation has to face hard truths about race, violence, guns, and division. The 21-year-old accused is due to face a bail hearing later today. Brendan Trembath prepared this report.
The accused shooter, Dylan Storm Roof, apparently sat in the Bible study class for an hour before opening fire on the worshippers around him. Sylvia Johnson's cousin was one of the 9 victims.
From what I understand, they just start hearing a loud noise. It's just ringing out.
Dylan Roof is believed to have reloaded his gun 5 times. By one account, a young man pleaded with him to stop, but there was no mercy.
He just said, "I have to do it." He said, "You rape our women and you've taken over our country and you have to go."
Ms. Johnson's cousin, who was killed, was also a state senator. He was a go-to guy for politicians from Washington, hoping to drum up support in South Carolina. The Democratic Party presidential candidate, Hillary Clinton, was among those to call on him. She's appalled by the deaths of dozens of Americans in recent mass shootings.
How many innocent people in our country, from little children to church members to movie theater attendees, how many people do we need to see cut down before we act?
20 children and 6 adults were killed during a 2012 shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Connecticut, and a rampage at a Colorado movie theater the same year left 12 dead. Hillary Clinton, speaking in Las Vegas, has called on the country to examine the root causes.
In order to make sense of it, we have to be honest. We have to face hard truths about race, violence, guns, and division.
South Carolina's political leaders have called for unity at an emotional prayer service in downtown Charleston. The mayor is Joseph Riley.
This community is going to, through our grieving and through our heartbreak and through our love of those family members surviving, we are going to show in Mother Emanuel and in this community and in our state that we, through love, can rebuild lives. And that's what we have to do.
The state governor, Nikki Haley, told the congregation that the accused gunman wanted to divide people in South Carolina and across the country.
If you think about what he wanted to do, there only had to have been hate in his heart. I have come to that realization. There's no other way around it. There had to have been real hate in his heart. But he was hoping to divide this state and this country. And what he doesn't understand is by what he did yesterday, all he's going to do is bring us a lot closer together.
Dylan Storm Roof was arrested nearly 400 kilometres away in neighbouring North Carolina after police stopped the car he was driving and found a gun. He was flown back to South Carolina hours later.
9 killed in a church shooting tonight. 21-year-old Dylan Roof locked up in isolation at the Charleston County Jail.
CNN is reporting that he was captured in North Carolina, and specifically we're hearing that he was caught in Shelby, North Carolina, just moments ago. 21-year-old Dylan Roof is how he's been identified.
His online activities suggest an affinity with white supremacist groups. In a Facebook photo, he wears a jacket with patches of flags from apartheid-era South Africa and Rhodesia, which is now Zimbabwe.
Brendan Trembath.